The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hi, I'm Jackie Marino for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Nutrition News. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from the Nutrition Action Health Letter. Quick studies, a snapshot of the latest research on diet, exercise, and more. Cut sugars to curb GERD? Cutting back on sugars may cut reflux and acid levels in your esophagus. Researchers randomly assigned 95 people with gastroesophageal reflux disease, or GERD, to one of four diets: high in non-sugar carbs, high in sugar, high in non-sugar carb, low in sugars, low in non-sugar carbs, high in sugars, and low in non-sugar carbs, low in sugars. After 9 weeks, people who ate the diet high in non-sugar carbs, like bread or rice, and low in sugars, like pudding or bananas, had less esophageal exposure to acid and fewer episodes of reflux, both measured by a sensor in the esophagus, and fewer symptoms than those who ate the diet high in both non-sugar carbs and sugars. What to do? If you have GERD, try cutting back on sugars, especially added sugars, to see if your symptoms improve. Although the study reported promising results, they need to be replicated in larger trials. Plant versus animal protein. Muscle protein synthesis increased equally when researchers randomly assigned 24 men to eat either plant protein from wheat, peas, and corn, or animal protein from milk. The study was partly funded by the plant protein makers. What to do? Don't worry that plant protein builds less muscle than animal protein. For most Americans, strength training, not more protein, is the key to building more muscle. Shingles and heart disease. One in three adults will get shingles. Anyone who's had chickenpox is at risk because shingles is caused by the virus, varicella zoster, that lies dormant in the body after causing chickenpox until it awakens to cause the often painful rash. Scientists tracked 205,000 people for up to 16 years. The risk of stroke was 38% higher, and the risk of heart disease was 16% higher 5 to 8 years after having shingles than in those who never had shingles. 9 to 12 years after having shingles, stroke risk was 28% higher, and heart disease risk was 25% higher. GlaxoSmithKline Biologicals, which makes the shingles vaccine, funded the study. What to do? Follow the CDC's advice to get the shingles vaccine if you're 50 or older. This study can't prove that shingles causes stroke or heart disease. Something else about vaccine takers may lower their risk, but it's one more reason to avoid the pain of shingles. Fewer carbs for prediabetes? Does a low-carb diet help people with prediabetes? Scientists randomly assigned 150 adults with prediabetes to eat their usual diet or to cut carbs to less than 40 grams a day for 3 months, then to less than 60 grams a day for 3 more months. The low-carb dieters were told to eat unsaturated fats, high-fiber foods, and little or no refined grains or added sugars. After 6 months, average hemoglobin A1C levels, a long-term measure of blood sugar, and fasting blood sugar fell modestly only in the low-carb group. That's probably because, on average, the people in that group ate fewer calories and lost 13 pounds. What to do? Any diet is likely to beat a usual diet, but a healthy low-carb diet is worth a try if you have prediabetes. And now a recipe from the healthy cook, Kate Sherwood. Soup it up. The beauty of this soup? You can roast and toss in almost any vegetables you've got hanging around. Winter squash, celery, onions, tomatoes, you can't miss. Got homemade vegetable stock? Use it instead of water. Creamy vegetable soup. Ingredients: 1 large head cauliflower cut into thin wedges, 3 large carrots sliced, 3 tablespoons plus 1 tablespoon extra virgin olive oil, 2 red bell peppers chopped, 5 shallots halved, 3 cloves garlic, 1 tablespoon white wine vinegar, 1.5 teaspoons kosher salt, 1/4 teaspoon freshly ground white or black pepper, 1 bunched chives, minced, 1/4 cup chopped pistachios. Preheat the oven to 425 degrees Fahrenheit. On a large rimmed baking sheet, toss the cauliflower and carrots with 3 tablespoons oil and spread in a single layer. Roast until the vegetables have started to brown and soften, 20 to 25 minutes. On a small rimmed baking sheet, toss the peppers, shallots, and garlic with the remaining 1 tablespoon oil and spread in a single layer. Roast until the garlic is lightly browned and the peppers and shallots have softened, 10 to 12 minutes. In a large pot over high heat, bring all the roasted vegetables and 4 cups water to a boil. Simmer until very tender, about 20 minutes. Blend with an immersion blender until smooth. Season with the vinegar, salt, and pepper. Garnish with the chives and pistachios. Makes 8 cups. Food find. Not so orange, oranges. Citrus season is in full swing. From mini clementines to mid-sized navels to massive sumos, it's a smorgasbord. But did you know that there are oranges that aren't orange inside? 2 to try. Blood oranges. On the outside, they range from an unassuming orange to burgundy-tinged. On the inside, they go from blush, like the Taroko variety, to deep purplish-red, like the Moro. Those striking hues are thanks to anthocyanins, the plant pigments that also show up in berries and pomegranates. Caracara oranges. Their gorgeous pink flesh isn't the whole ballgame. Caracaras are also seedless, juicy, and oh so sweet. Like tomatoes and watermelon, they owe their color pop to lycopene. Like all oranges, caracaras and bloods supply a good dose of vitamin C, folate, and fiber. Bonus, both have a delightfully sweet, tart taste. If you can manage to resist eating them on the spot, toss segments into whole grain sides like tabbouleh or leafy green salads. Or try them atop cottage cheese, zested and juiced in a vinaigrette, or added to sparkling water. Both varieties stick around in stores through spring, so you've got plenty of time to try them every which way. Enjoy! Dish of the month, orange and avocado salad. Whisk together 1 tablespoon olive oil, 1 tablespoon orange juice, and 1/4 teaspoon salt. Spoon over 1 head butter lettuce, 1 orange, 1 avocado, a handful of mixed soft herbs, basil, cilantro, and mint, and 1 serrano chili, optional. Serves 4. Food fail. Pizza for none. One order of melts features 2 slices of Pizza Hut's signature thin and crispy crust, loaded with an abundance of toppings and cheese, folded over, baked to melty perfection, and complemented with a dipping sauce that pairs perfectly with the individual sized meal, announced the chain in October. Unlike most pizza dishes, melts were designed for a pizza party of one. They're great for a quick savory snack, lunch, or on-the-go dinner. And not for sharing. No, indeed. Why would you share your quick 1,100-plus calorie snack with anyone else? Take the pepperoni lover's melt with marinara dipping sauce. Don't you want those 1,150 calories and those 28 grams of saturated fat and 2,660 milligrams of sodium, more than a day's worth of each, all for yourself? It's like eating 4 slices of a medium hand-tossed Pizza Hut pepperoni lover's pizza. With their dipping sauces, the meat lovers, 1,100 calories, chicken bacon parmesan, 1,170, and buffalo chicken, 1,190, melts are in the same ballpark. Pizza Hut already sells personal pan pizzas with 560 to 740 calories. So what if the melts push you into the 1,000 plus range? Surely that's not Pizza Hut's fault. Pizza Party, How to Buy or Build a Better Pie, led by Lindsay Moyer and Marlena Koch. Pizza is no health food. It's typically white flour plus cheese, ample sodium, maybe processed meat, and a few vegetables. If you're hunting for a better pie, try these. As for veggies, a crust can only hold so many before it gets soggy. Side salad, anyone? Isn't that sweet? Sweet Earth breaks the frozen pizza mold for so many reasons. 1, the hearty crust includes whole wheat flour, though it still has more refined flour than whole. 2, all the company's pizzas are vegetarian, So the Pepperoni Lovers is studded with plant-based wheat and chickpea pepperoni, not red meat. It might not fool a meat eater, but it adds a savory kick nonetheless. Number 3, sodium isn't sky high. None of Sweet Earth's pizza top 400 milligrams per serving, a third of the pie. Sweet. Thin and crispy. Slice for slice, thin crust pizzas are usually with little less flour. Too bad it's almost always white. A decent bet, California Pizza Kitchen roasted garlic chicken crispy thin crust pizza. It's got chicken instead of pepperoni or sausage. The saturated fat, 4.5 grams and a third of the pie, is lower than most. The crust is nice and crispy, and the creamy garlic sauce is yummy. Vegetarian? Try California Pizza Kitchen's Mindful Chicken Barbecue Recipe Crispy Thin Crust Pizza. And another winner, DiGiorno Pizzeria Thin Hand-Tossed Margherita Pizza. No cheese, please. Dropping dairy? Many pizzas that fit the bill use dairy-free cheeses that are mostly nutrient-poor starches plus coconut oil. One option? Lose the cheese. Amy's Roasted Vegetable No Cheese Pizza loads its slightly sweet balsamic sauce with roasted onions, shiitakes, bell peppers, and marinated artichokes. Or start with a blank canvas. After baking, add Whole Food Market's vegan tomato pesto or Trader Joe's vegan kale, cashew, and basil pesto, and roasted or sautéed veggies. Upper crusts. 365 Whole Foods Market organic thin and crispy whole wheat pizza crusts may not be 100% whole grain, but they've got more whole wheat than refined flour. Brooklyn Bread Neapolitan Thin Pizza Crust gets points for its crispiness and small size, 200 calories each, which makes personal pizzas a snap. Alas, it's white flour. Like your thin crust ultra crispy? Brush or spray it with oil before you add sauce. Don't overload it with toppings, and bake it directly on the oven rack. Really? Cauliflower. Most cauliflower crusts add low-fiber starches or rice flour. Think of them as a gluten-free substitute for a white flour crust. For more cauliflower and fewer carbs, try Outer Isle Italian Cauliflower Pizza Crusts and Wraps. Top it off. Rao's pizza sauce doesn't just taste like it's been simmering on your stovetop all day. It does so with only 170 milligrams of sodium per quarter cup, less than the 200 to 300 milligrams in many other brands. Pizza crusts, cheeses, and toppings all tack on sodium, so why not shave some off where you can? Pointless Products, A Quick Fix or a Quick Buck, by Caitlin Dow. It never fails. You turn on the TV, start a new podcast, open a web browser, or walk through the supermarket, and you're bombarded with ads pushing quick fixes to help keep you going in a demanding world. An immune boost here, a hangover cure there, a supplement for your hair or skin, or a little something to help you relax at night. What's the evidence that these drink mixes, gummies, probiotics, and powders deliver on their promises? We took a look. Collagen Cash Cow? My go-to collagen routine is adding Vital Proteins collagen peptides in my morning cup of coffee or smoothie. So easy to use, says Vital Proteins Chief Creative Officer, actor Jennifer Aniston, on the company's website. Vital Proteins gives you the boost you need to support healthy hair, skin, nails, bone, and joint health, claims the company. Collagen, the most abundant protein in our bodies, gives structure to skin, bones, joints, and ligaments. There is none in your hair or nails. As you age, you make less of it. But don't assume that mixing collagen powder into your morning smoothie will turn back the clock on your aching knees or crow's feet. The collagen you eat doesn't get shuttled directly from your food to your skin or joints. Your body breaks it down into individual amino acids that can be absorbed. And you can't direct the amino acids in collagen supplements to make new collagen. In fact, your skin and joints aren't lacking collagen's building blocks. Rather, the machinery that makes collagen just doesn't work as well as you age. And no amount of pricey collagen powder is going to fix that. Jennifer Aniston or no Jennifer Aniston. Immune-boosting energy? Up to 6 hours of clean, immune-boosting energy promises pure boost Pure Boost immune drink powders website. What's a clean ingredient? Companies get to decide, so it's just a marketing tool. What about Pure Boost's immune boosting ingredients? In the best study, elderberry failed to blunt flu symptoms any better than a placebo. And as for Pure Boost 1200 milligrams of vitamin C, the vitamin only cuts the risk of catching a cold in people, think ultra marathoners, who are doing extreme exercise. The only way to boost your immune system is with a vaccine. Don't be fooled by foods, drinks, or supplements claiming to help. Money multiplier? Make your water work harder, says Liquid IV, whose hydration multiplier drink powder hydrates faster than water alone. How's that? Cellular transport technology, or CTT, is the breakthrough delivery system used in all of our products, designed to enhance rapid absorption of water and other key ingredients into the bloodstream, explains the company's website. Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier meets all of the ORS standards set by UNICEF and the World Health Organization. ORS, or oral rehydration salts, are a mix of sugar, potassium, and sodium. They can't rehydrate faster than water alone because they help your intestinal cells absorb more water. That's why ORS are used to prevent or treat dehydration due to diarrhea, often in people suffering from an infection like cholera. But that doesn't mean you need three times the electrolytes of traditional sports drinks, like Liquid IV promises. In fact, you don't need the electrolytes in ordinary sports drinks, period, unless you've been exercising heavily for more than an hour. Water plus the electrolytes in a typical diet are all you need for proper hydration. Nor do you need the 11 grams of added sugar or the 510 milligrams of sodium, about 20% of a day's max, in each packet of Liquid IV. We'll take our water neat, thanks. Inner placebo? Find inner peace. Keep in mind it might look like a gumdrop, says the ad from Laura Jones, the self-proclaimed world's finest purveyors of premium CBD products. CBD promotes calmness and supports relaxation, says the Laura Jones website, which sells CBD supplements, tinctures, body lotion, and more. Just don't expect much relaxation from the 20 milligrams of CBD in Lauren Jones' gumdrops, which will set you back $35 for just 9 candies. In one study, funded by a CBD company, researchers randomly assigned 65 adults to take a placebo or 15 milligrams of CBD every day. After 6 weeks, mental clarity, stress, sleep quality, relaxation, and other measures of well-being were no different in the CBD takers than in the placebo takers. That's the only study that used a low dose of CBD, like the one in Laura Jones. Results in stress and anxiety from studies that gave people high doses, often 600 milligrams a day, are inconsistent. In another study, scientists gave 43 healthy adults CBD-free oil on 2 separate days before they were asked to perform a stressful activity. But on one of the days, the participants were told that they were getting CBD. Sure enough, the volunteers reported feeling more sedated, though no less anxious or stressed, on the day they thought they had taken CBD. And those that CBD could lower anxiety reported lower anxiety ratings when they thought they had taken CBD. So CBD may only bring inner peace if you believe it does. The fiber brand you trust? Delicious gummy formula from the fiber brand you trust, promises Metamucil's website. Just don't confuse the fiber brand you trust with the fiber you trust. The fiber in regular Metamucil powder is psyllium husk, which reliably improves regularity and lowers cholesterol. But the fibers in Metamucil fiber gummies are inulin and fibersol, sometimes listed on labels as soluble corn fiber, maltodextrin, or resistant maltodextrin. And if you're looking for something that promotes digestive health, as the gummy's label promises, don't count on fibersol or inulin. There are several ways for a processed fiber like fibersol or inulin to meet the FDA's definition of dietary fiber. It qualifies if the agency is convinced that it curbs food intake, or it improves regularity, or blood cholesterol, or blood sugar, or blood pressure, or mineral absorption. What do fibersol and inulin do? They can boost calcium absorption, Bran Flakes, anyone? The greens you need? Athletic Greens has 75 vitamins, minerals, and whole food sourced nutrients in one convenient daily serving, says its website. It's all you really need. Really. Really? A serving of the powder has no vitamin D, only 9% of a day's calcium, and 6% of a day's magnesium. A half cup of cooked spinach has 20%, and less potassium than a banana. It's also got far more biotin and vitamins B12, C, and E than you need, probably to look impressive. Athletic Greens claims to promote gut health, support immunity, boost energy, and help recovery. Gee, anything else? But companies can make claims like promote or support without the rigorous evidence they'd need to say that something can prevent, treat, or cure a disease. Without more convincing evidence, call us skeptical. Want the benefits of greens? Eat them. You can buy plenty with the $75 a month you'll save for foregoing Athletic Greens. Where's Zevidence? Your first drink of the night for a better tomorrow promises Zbiotics. Zbiotics contains a genetically engineered probiotic that makes the enzyme that breaks down acetaldehyde, a toxic byproduct of alcohol metabolism. Acetaldehyde can cause inflammation and is often blamed for hangovers. Zbiotics promise, drink the probiotic before you start consuming alcohol, and it will neutralize any errant acetaldehyde. Now you can definitely enjoy drinking, promises the company. Sounds good in theory, but it's unlikely that Zbiotics will do much for a better tomorrow. Strike one. When you drink alcohol, almost all of it is absorbed through your stomach and small intestine into your bloodstream and shuttled to your liver, where roughly 95% of it is metabolized. So Zbiotics can only break down the acetaldehyde produced from the small fraction of alcohol in the gut. Strike two. It's unclear if Zbiotics does anything for the acetaldehyde that remains in the gut. Does the drink's probiotic even survive its passage through the gut, or is it broken down by stomach acid or digestive enzymes? More importantly, did Zbiotics prevent hangovers in clinical trials? We asked the company. It never responded. Strike three. Some experts question whether acetaldehyde plays a major role in hangovers. Alcohol itself leads to mild dehydration and boosts inflammation, and it causes fragmented sleep and irritates the stomach lining. Those processes, not just acetaldehyde, may explain the fatigue, headache, grogginess, and nausea of hangover. Nice try, Zbiotics. Cashing in on COVID, from Peter G. Lorre. As the saying goes, another day, another dollar. That's how people shilling for shady COVID-19 cures must view the pandemic. One day it's ivermectin, the next it's hydroxychloroquine or colloidal silver. No stranger to the COVID-19 sweepstakes is vitamin salesman Joseph Mercola, the most influential spreader of corona misinformation online, as the New York Times headline put it in 2021. There is simply no question that vitamin D optimization is a crucial component of COVID-19 prevention and treatment, wrote Mercola in his subscription newsletter in September. COVID claims have landed Mercola in hot water before. In 2021, the FDA warned him not to suggest that his vitamin D supplements could prevent or treat the virus, and YouTube banned him, in part, for spreading misinformation about COVID vaccines. Mercola was so sure that vitamin D both prevents and treats COVID-19 that in September he wrote that we do not actually need randomized controlled trials. Really? Most of the evidence that Mercola cites comes from observational studies, which follow people and record their health outcomes. Those studies are useful, especially in exploring new hypotheses, but sorting out what causes what can be a real headache. For example, could vitamin D takers have milder COVID-19 infections because they're more likely to get vaccinated, have fewer health problems, or have better access to medical care? Researchers try to take those and other confounders into account, but they can't adjust for unknown confounders. In contrast, randomized controlled trials randomly assign people to either a treatment like vitamin D or a control group. If the treatment outperforms the control, it's likely that the treatment works. As it happens, Mercola's vitamin D article appeared the day before the results of two huge trials were released. Researchers in the UK and Norway had randomly assigned 40,000 volunteers to take vitamin D or not for 6 months. Different countries, same result. Vitamin D had no impact on COVID-19 risk. And in three other trials, vitamin D showed no clear benefit in treating COVID-19. Two more studies are on the way. For now, as the National Institutes of Health says, there is insufficient evidence for taking vitamin D to prevent or treat COVID-19. Of course, it's important to get enough vitamin D, especially for strong bones, but it would be folly to rely on the vitamin when we already have effective vaccines and treatments. Please don't let a misinformation super spreader convince you otherwise. We've run out of time for today's episode of Nutrition News. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jackie Marino, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for blind people and we're print impaired as well. Nutrition News is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.